So, what makes the original Hooters so special? Everybody wants to know our secret recipe. The answer is simple. We care about our people, the food we serve, our guests, and the community around us. We created a unique experience like no other, like watching your favorite team with an ice-cold beer and world-famous chicken wings served by a legendary Hooters girl. What could be better? To us, originality isn't just one thing. It's everything. Hooters, always original.
The last word on season 9 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Let's wrap our podcast season up this year. And yes, I plan to do a season 10. Beyond that, I don't know. Beyond that. If I'm not doing a season 10, please reach out to check on me because something happened to prevent me from doing a season 10, but it's my plan to do a 10th season. It's a nice round number. Already I've had some people in the leagues I commission say, are you going to keep doing this? And yeah, I want to do it for the 2025 football season. So count on that. And again, if it doesn't happen, I don't mind you reaching out and asking why and asking about if I'm all right or what's going on, you know, who knows, but my plan is to do this again in 2025. I hope Hooters will be with me. If not, all good. They've done 8 seasons as presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. They've hosted a number of events for me, and I'm very grateful. Whether this relationship continues or not, I'd love to continue it. They owe me nothing. 8 years is a long time. And again, I'm very grateful for what they have done for me. So Hooters is our presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I also obviously have support from Bill Curry Ford. Was there just yesterday getting a little work done on my Ford vehicle. Thank you, Sean Sullivan, general manager of Bill Curry Ford. Also, I have regular support from Brandon Legal Group and Pin Chasers. My other podcasts are the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast, which will continue analyzing who wins weekly in the NFL postseason. And of course, the Todd Wright Toddcast. We just did a new edition of that where I talked about how in a September 6th edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast, previewing the National Football League season, I correctly predicted all 8 National Football League division winners. All 8. So just Google the Todd Wright Toddcast. Or if you just Google Todd Wright Podcast, all 3 podcasts should come up. And you can find them that way. So I thank all of you in advance. It's not just my sponsors. Those of you that listen to one or all of my podcasts, thanks. I really do appreciate it. I often said in my full-time radio business, thank you for your ears. And I mean it. It's not a Disney term, despite my years of working for the Walt Disney Company and how bitter I am that my longtime studio at the ESPN Club on Disney's Boardwalk in Lake Buena Vista is now an overpriced cake shop. Yeah. My email is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Can't emphasize this enough. You are welcome to reach out via email with football questions or fantasy football questions, in the off season, even when I'm not doing podcasts. If you're in dynasty leagues, fantasy leagues, a trade is made, a draft pick is made, and you just like, I wonder what Todd thinks of this. I'd be happy to get your email. I would. It's why I answer emails. I still think email is a terrific way to communicate with people. There's just enough validity on each end where I feel comfortable doing it. But it's just us talking. It's not a social media post for everybody else to see. It's just us. And I like to talk to people one-on-one, even if it's just via email. I'm protected. You're protected. Write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. I was on VSiN on Tuesday, and I hope to be on with them again during these NFL playoffs. Not only talking about my 8-for-8 in picking division champions this year, but also how Gil Alexander had given me some credit on the air, how I have chosen to end fantasy football leagues in week 16 the last 2 years to better determine a league champion with less clutter than going to week 17, let alone week 18, which most leagues moved away from a number of years ago. So thanks to Gil for the visit. Gil hit me with a tough question, and I guess it's a common question, but I don't tend to look, since I don't play Dynasty. I like to start over every year in fantasy football. I think it's exciting to build new rosters, to do new drafts, for everybody to go back into the draft pool. I know not everybody does it that way, but I know a lot of people do. So when Gil asked me, give me your top three in fantasy next year, top three off fantasy draft boards, I wasn't really prepared for the question. It's fine that Gil asked it. It's his show, and Gil's very good at asking tough questions. Instead, I brought up how the big three this year, and we've talked about it here, were Barkley, Henry, and Chase. Right. If you wanted one or more of those three on your team this year. Now, I know in week 15 this year, all three guys had an off day. And that may have prevented their owners from winning a fantasy championship. But for what they did all year, it was those three. Now, of course, late in the regular season, Gibbs came on once Montgomery was hurt. Our league was already wrapped up. I've already advised you, there's no law, much like no law, there's no federal or state or county law that says you have to have a starting tight end in your fantasy lineup. You can change your settings. There's no federal, state, or county law that says you have to end your fantasy football season in week 17 now. So next year, not only get rid of the mandatory tight end, it was a mess again this year, even with Brock Bowers having an awesome rookie year. Get rid of the mandatory tight end in your league and have your championship week be week 16. Now, there's one other thing that Yahoo offers where I choose to commission my leagues. I'm just going to throw it out there, because if any of you did this option this year, I'd like to know what you thought of it. It was a paid option for Yahoo this year. And you know, I always say I don't want to pay for fantasy content. It's why I do free fantasy content for you, and Hooters pays the bills so you can listen to this podcast for free. And my leagues are free to play. Yahoo had a paid option where you play two games a week head-to-head. So you set one lineup, but Yahoo will put that lineup against one team, and you'll get a result. And in the same league, we'll put you against another team and get a result. So over the span of, let's say, a 12-week fantasy regular season, I'm just throwing out a random number, a 12-week fantasy regular season game, you'll have 24 results. You could go 20-4. You could go 8-16. You could go 12-12. And the good part about it is, because we've all had these weeks, like I had it in the first round of the coalition playoffs this year, I put up an enormous number, but Sean Sullivan and Bill Curry Ford put up an even bigger number. My number was big enough to beat any of the other four teams playing in the first round of the playoffs. But I'm out because of my head-to-head. That would still happen in the playoffs, but it wouldn't happen in the regular season. You would lose one game, but how many times, right, you put up this huge number. Let's say it's a 12-team league. You put up this big number, but your opponent puts up an even bigger number. You look at every other game in fantasy that week, and your losing number was better than the other 10. You just happened to play the wrong opponent. So if you're playing two opponents a week, that's going to start balancing out. And on the other side too, where if you have a cruddy week, but your opponent has a cruddy week and you're playing two opponents, you're not going to get two wins. You're going to get one. So I'm considering that option for at least one of my leagues next year. If we play two games a week, you're putting together one lineup. You don't get to change your lineup and play this guy here and this guy here. No, it's one lineup. Your one lineup goes up against multiple teams each week to produce more results. And then maybe there's a way to skip around that late season bye we've all hated the last 2 years. There were two teams on it in week 14 in 2023, after what, six were on it in week 13. This year, it was six teams in week 14. Yeah, and six teams in week 12 in 2024. So if you've played that option, if your league paid for that additional stuff that Yahoo offered in fantasy in 2024, and you were playing two games a week with the same lineup within the same league, let me know how it went. Right.todd@yahoo.com. I'm considering it for at least one of my leagues next year. Okay, let's end with this. So I'm going to look at the foundation draft board from last year and start thinking of people who I think will be first round worthy next year. A lot is going to change, right? There's so many factors here, can't run them all down. There's not everybody is stable. So in the foundation, right now, I don't know if Tyreek Hill's going in the first round next year. I don't know if Christian McCaffrey's going in the first round next year. I think CeeDee Lamb's going in the first round next year. He might not be the first wide receiver off the board. That should be Ja'Marr Chase. But I think CeeDee Lamb is still a first-round pick. Breece Hall's not going in the first round next year. Can we stop with the Jets talk? Please. I've gotten out in front of that every year. I never used a player from the Jets all year. I made the playoffs in all of my leagues. I didn't win a championship, but what did I tell you about staying away from Breece Hall and just in general about staying away from the Jets? Justin Jefferson will be one of the top two or three receivers off the board next year. We do have to figure out what the Vikings are doing at quarterback, but they changed quarterbacks this past year and Jefferson was still productive. Bijan Robinson is probably going to be a consideration for a first round running back. I don't know if he'll be the consensus top three fantasy running back as he was on draft boards this past year, but he's not going to drop much. Amon-Ra St. Brown, again, barring anything happening after this podcast due to injuries or anything here, Amon-Ra St. Brown, yeah, he still is right around being a first round pick as a wide receiver. Not going to get out of the second round. But do the Lions still have the same offensive coordinator next year? You have to ask that question. A.J. Brown's probably not going to be a wide receiver taken in the first round next year. Ja'Marr Chase will likely be the first wide receiver off the board. Might go top three overall in fantasy drafts next year. But he has a contract situation with the Bengals. There could be a holdout there. Derrick Henry. We're going to do this again, aren't we? We're going to do the, well, he's a year older and he's going to, until Derrick Henry stops being a productive National Football League running back, I will continue to value him as a fantasy player. I drafted him in the first round this year. I would draft him in the first round again next year. Jonathan Taylor. He was a huge disappointment until after he dropped the ball on the 1 yard line. And that was too late to help the Colts get in the playoffs. I don't know what's going on with him. I don't anticipate he will be as highly valued as a fantasy running back as he was this past year. I think this was a bad year for Jonathan Taylor despite the late push. Saquon Barkley may be the number one pick in fantasy next year. Saquon or Chase, Chase or Barkley, I think it's a fair conversation. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to go extremely high. Even with the return of a healthy David Montgomery, Gibbs isn't getting out of the first round of drafts. Gibbs will probably be the first lion off the board instead of Amon-Ra. Gibbs will be a top three-ish, three or four running back in fantasy drafts next year. Isaiah Pacheco will probably not go as high as he did this past year. Garrett Wilson could be on another team, might have another quarterback. He's a Jet, just don't deal with it. If he's on another team, then we'll evaluate him because he can play. He can catch the ball. Kyren Williams, probably not going in the first round next year. But right now, just outside the top five of running backs in that, say, 6 to 8 range, yeah, barring something bad happening to him or McVay not coaching the Rams anymore. Marvin Harrison Jr. will not go as early as he did this year. Travis Etienne will not be touched early as he was. Puka Nacua could get into the first round next year. The problem is his injury history, but exciting player. So he could be a fringe first round guy, but you're worried about the injury and exciting player. Josh Jacobs should be a first round type running back next year. Big second half of the season for the Packers. The third round in the foundation went Hurts, London, Allen. Josh Allen is just phenomenal. I love Josh Allen. You can take him wherever you want. You know, it depends on how your league values quarterbacks. I always want a big-time quarterback and one who uses his wheels. I had Josh Allen in the coalition this year and loved him. Absolutely loved him. Mahomes won't go as high next year. Debo won't go as high. I took James Cook in the fourth round of one of my leagues this year. Cook will get a little bit of a bump. The thing with Cook is it works with Josh Allen. You know, there's some really big Cook games, and then there's some he has a low floor in some other games. It's going to scare some people off. But I think Cook's going to be drafted by some people as their first running back. And if you can get him as your second running back, if you go bang bang with RBs in the first two rounds, and you get Cook as your second running back, you're doing pretty well. DK Metcalf's not going as early next year. Mike Evans went to our league champion as the 8th pick in the third round. Mike Evans will maintain his value into next year. Chris Olave, injury, but won't go as high next year. Cooper Kupp will not go as high next year. Travis Kelce will not go as high next year. I'm in the fourth round now. Alvin Kamara will be drafted as an RB2 next year. Had a very good first few months of the season. Was basically RB3 there for a while before Achan kind of took over as RB3. And then it went to Jacobs and Gibbs. Is there anyone else? I don't want to run down the rest of this draft. Who would merit first round consideration? Of the rookies, depending on who the Giants have at quarterback, that will impact what people are doing with neighbors. Depending on who the Jaguars hire at coach, that will determine. Brian Thomas will go much higher in drafts, but I don't think he's going off the board as a wide receiver one. Should he? Maybe. Do the numbers say he's a wide receiver one? Yeah, but there's still, we don't know who his quarterback is. We kind of don't. I know Trevor has a big contract, and he's going to have a new coach working with him. But yeah, Brian Thomas will move up in fantasy drafts. I don't think he's going to go in the first round. I don't think Malik Nabers is going to go in the first round. Brock Bowers and Kittle will be among the first tight ends taken. Again, no federal, state, or county law that says you have to have a mandatory starting tight end in your lineup. Click the box for a flex. I use wide receiver or tight end. You can use running back, wide receiver, or tight end. Make that change just like you make the change to end your fantasy year in week 16. And Jaden Daniels, who in the foundation, I waited, and then I felt I couldn't wait anymore, and I took him to start round 8 to be my starting fantasy quarterback. That worked. Jaden Daniels will be one of the first 3 or 4 quarterbacks taken. I guess some will say he'll be in the top 3 with Allen, Jackson. Hurts still has obvious value as a fantasy quarterback. You can basically put Daniels in the spot that Mahomes was in last year. You can kind of flip him. Okay. Just you can kind of move Daniels where Mahomes was going last year, put Daniels there and where Daniels was going last year as a, I want this guy just in case he starts doing big things. You put Mahomes in that spot. All right. That's enough for now. That's enough for me for now. No, Terry McLaurin's not going to be drafted in the first round next year, but he'd be a very nice guy for you to draft in, I don't know, with Jaden Daniels, late 2nd round, early 3rd round. Yeah, he's going to get a bump as well. I'm sure there's some people we're leaving out, but I've said enough for this season, and if you have any more questions for me, you can email me at right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. Bucky Irving will move up in fantasy drafts next year. He's not going to go in the first. He's not going to go in the first 2 rounds, but once we get into round 3, sure. I mean, just throwing out random names here. Trying to think of anybody else. You can ask me on email. Okay, we'll do it that way. And Joe Burrow, depending on if Chase is going to play, and just a lot of questions in Cincinnati. I remain convinced Joe Burrow won't be a Cincinnati Bengal by the 2026 or 2027 season. He will ask out. The contract will not have that much dead money, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him on the Rams. That's just my guess. Thank you for an awesome season. Thank you for listening. We'll talk on email. And listen to my other podcast, the Todd Wright Toddcast year-round, and the Todd Wright Survivor Football Podcast through the NFL playoffs. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. Wish you well.